John le Carré, born David Cornwell, master of the spy novel, died on December 12th, aged 89.
The house in Gainsborough Gardens was tall and elegant in the red-brick Hampstead Manor, with a background of old trees. In front of the houses stretched a dank lawn, strewn with leaves. He walked across it quickly to the locked gate on the well-walk side, which preserved the hidden feel of the place. He might have been going to lunch at the Wells, where the rhubarb crumble was reliably good, but too many people knew John le Carré there, spotted his upright stance and far-sighted gaze, the fine, greying head, and might start conversations. Today he had a different assignation. He turned not left, but right, towards the heath. A weather-boarded barn stood by East Heath Road, with a bench on which it was said that Keats had sat and wept. On the other side of the road, a gravel track curved down through an avenue of trees. A few dog-walkers wandered on it. It was here, in Smiley's People, the third part of his George Smiley trilogy, that General Vladimir had been shot in the face by Moscow agents. And there, just off the path, lodged in a crevice where a tree forked, Smiley had found the cigarette packet that held the proof he needed.